The levels to which I was used and manipulated are unprecedented in my life, and I want to say that, you know, I was a colossally naive idiot to permit these things to happen to me. But, you know, it was one of the most heartbreaking events of my life.
But as you've alluded to, you've got a new management team behind you now, and things obviously are back on track.
Well, I mean, with the most extreme efforts, yeah, and a little bit of divine intervention, I have got this manager. He managed me for 10 years just before I retired. So the trust and the love is there. I mean, you know, a decade of me and him trying to break through was a very long time. Felt like a lifetime. So, you know, against all odds, I do have an incredible manager, and I got this shot again. And thanks to an incredibly passionate fan base, very much so in Tasmania as well. I went there a few months after all that stuff, and I mean, it was just amazing walking the streets. The responses from the Tasmanian people, just really, really, really extraordinary. And so thanks to them, I've got a shot again.
Oh, great right. stuff. And also, I'm just interested, are you getting married soon to your Tassie girl?
No, my friend, I very much, the quote that I did say that again got spun out of control was she possesses the qualities that I would consider marriage over, but I haven't actually asked her yet or anything like that. So people around us have been talking about marriage more than we have. But look, she's done it. I mean, she's the first girl in about 8 years of me being single and at times, at a big chunk of the time, literally celibate, studying deeper things in my life, trying to, you know, discover where I am, who I am. But when she came along, it was, it was the perfect timing, divine timing, and she's just so gentle and wonderful that yes, I am definitely considering spending the rest of my life with her.
Are you going to tour Tassie again, Altian? Are you going to come back?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I'm literally going to visit every corner of Tassie. I'm not just going to do a gig or two. And let me remind everyone what Tasmania means to me, you know. And if I release this song, Tasmanian Girl, hell, maybe we go ahead and put Tasmania on the world map.
Yes.
It's an important place to me and an important place to my history.
Well, Altian, we'd love to play your new current song, Ordinary Man.
Well, that's very, very cool of you guys. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, we will. And we just appreciate the fact that you have stepped up to the plate and you have had a chat to us, because I know a lot of people wanted closure. And I think today it's great hearing from the horse's mouth, so to speak. But you're much more attractive than a horse.
but just a little less hairy. thank you, guys. You've really made my morning, and I feel good about saying it myself and getting it off my chest.
Oh, thanks, Altian. And you've got to come into the studio and play if you do come down and tour.
Can't wait, guys. Can't wait.
See
thank you
mate.
So much for your time.
Thanks, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, guys.